This is Mountain Shadow Music, music from the shadow of a mountain. Episode number one for February 14th, 2010. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I hope you enjoy the show. On this episode, we're going to be hearing music from Boy and Girl, Brittany Robart, Mara Shafto, and Hero Incredible. Thank you for joining me. I am your host, Al Daldegan. Let's get right to the music. Boy and Girl are a pop rock duo formed by Calgarian singer-songwriters Boy, Jared Nicklin, and Girl, Crystal McGrath. Previous to this endeavor, Jared and Crystal have both separately released solo albums of their own, promoting their individual work through live performance, touring, radio, and television. They both have a passion and have been recognized for using their music as an inspirational tool for charities and non-profit organizations, which initially brought them together to organize a benefit concert in 2008. February 2009, they hit the studio to record their first EP as Boy and Girl, featuring six of their collaborative original tracks. The blend of their rich harmonic vocals paired with piano-driven melodies provides listeners with a sense of passion, pop, and situations to reflect upon. The EP is a preview of the many successes yet to come from the rising duo. July 2009, they took on Western Canada, touring their most recent collection of songs, including a performance in the Vancouver Pride Parade for over 500,000 listeners. At the present time, Boy and Girl are in the studio recording their next feature album, which they received a grant from Ralco Radio to create. Working with producer Russell Broom, who was with Jan Arden, the album will consist of 11 passion pop tracks for a wide range of audiences to enjoy. With TV and radio appearances underway, in such a short time, Boy and Girl have risen to a recognizable status hitting the Canadian music scene. Let's hear from the album Love's Parallel, a song called Harder to Breathe.
Running wild through all I've got. Behold.
That was Boy and Girl from the album Love's Parallel and the song Harder to Breathe. Next up is Brittany Robart. Brittany Robart is a singer-songwriter from Calgary, Alberta. Her debut album was released in September 2008 and has been very successful locally and internationally. Whether it is a fact that she's an old soul, or maybe she was just born with it, there is something truly spectacular about this 21-year-old musician who has been inspired by artists such as Amy Winehouse, Ella Fitzgerald, and Missy Higgins, which reflects through her voice and onstage presence. Her style is truly unique, and her infectious melodies and thoughtful lyrics are difficult to categorize as she is influenced by so many genres. An oil executive daughter, Brittany was born in Calgary and raised between Canada and Indonesia. She first discovered her love of singing just as soon as she could say her first words. At the age of 9, she was enrolled into formal singing lessons. Now, over a decade later, Brittany is an accomplished singer, songwriter, and self-taught piano player with a music career which has seen her perform with Grammy nominee Josh Groban, Paul Brandt, and vocalist Louise Rose. She has recently started working with hip-hop artists King Don Juan, E-Man K-Live, and AC Elves to broaden her musical experience and try something new. She works with various charities around Calgary and is passionate about using her art to inspire people. In the past 10 years, Brittany has brought a wealth of life experience to her passionate relationship with music, which is brought to fruition with her self-titled debut album. The song, Blonde, from Brittany Robart. from her self-titled debut album. That was Brittany Robart and the song Blonde. Next up, we have another Calgarian. This is Mara Shafto. By today's standards, Mara Shafto began her professional career relatively late. She's been singing unprofessionally since she could speak, but didn't take the stage until her early 30s. Through the years, vocal lessons with Catherine Ardo of Calgary, as well as training at Mount Royal College in Calgary, and workshops at the Banff Centre for the Arts with Sheila Jordan and Jay Clayton, have developed Mara's raw talent into that of an emotive, engaged singer. Performing in and around Alberta for over 10 years, Mara has a strong repertoire of standards spanning folk to jazz and everything in between. A renowned jazz singer, she was a headline act at the Calgary International Jazz Festival from 2001 through 2004, and most recently appeared at Calgary's 30th Anniversary Jazz Festival in 2009. Influenced by her Scottish, Irish, and English heritage, Mara's first independent release was a collection of traditional songs from the British Isles. Her intent was to make the music of her childhood accessible and current. Mara recently took a much-needed hiatus from music, but music is like having a best friend. Even if you haven't spoken in years, when you reconnect, it's as if time hasn't passed at all. Mara's relationship with music has always been there. It's now stronger than ever, and she's currently working on new material. Mara began working on this album in the fall of 2008, co-writing songs with her producer, Michael Lent. Here's what Mara has to say about Michael Lent.
We took our time. Some of that was on purpose, and some of it was due to external events. But I think we are pleased with the outcome. Certainly, recording songs that I had a hand in creating was a rewarding experience for me. And working with Michael was great. He has such a nice way about him and gently keeps the end vision in sight.
From the album Unsteady, and the song is also called Unsteady, here's Mara Shafto.
All those years of mental preparation, knowing you were leaving day by day, unsteady swimming in a quiet desperation, hoping against hope that you would stay. Always a chance for something unexpected, some small thing to make you still believe. With you nearby, somehow I felt protected. How was I supposed to let you leave? I often wondered what you waited for, forgiveness or a chance to find release. A thousand lessons learned, or none or more, a sheltered prayer or silent plea for peace. A chance for something unexpected, some small thing to make you still believe. With you nearby, somehow I felt protected. How was I supposed to let you leave? I often wondered what you waited for, forgiveness or a chance to find release. A thousand lessons learned, or none or more, a sheltered prayer or silent plea for peace. Years of mental preparation, knowing you were leaving day by day, unsteady swimming in a quiet desperation, hoping against hope that you would stay. One afternoon is what I will remember, when we forgot the time was drifting past. We sat and talked, watched sunlight turn to ember, pretending that the die had not been cast. I often wondered what you waited for, forgiveness or a chance to find release. A thousand lessons learned, or none or more, a sheltered prayer or silent plea for peace.
And that was Unsteady from the album Unsteady by Mara Shafto. Finally, our show will conclude with Hero Incredible. But before we get to that, I just want to mention that this show would not be possible without people submitting their fantastic original music. And if you have any original music, or you know someone who does original music, please get them in contact with me via the email address podcasting@aduro.ca, and we'll get them on the show. Hero Incredible is three young, spirited, and distinct musicians together in a startlingly original indie rock project. A lot of love and passion has gone into the crafting of their music, and they enjoy every minute of it. Vanessa Cardui's complex and emotional lyrics, Nick Stoll's creative, adventurous drum rhythms, and Dave Sharrow's melodic and prominent bass lines combine to perform a driven, vocal-centric, and fiercely passionate rock sound. They have been performing in the Calgary bar scene since January 2005. Here is the song Taffeta by Hero Incredible.
I know a lady with green eyes and taffeta, who speaks only when spoken to by changes in the wind. Sometimes she sings for days, burning green holes and white walls, and the children call towards her. I was close to tears, said this lady's onto something, but she screamed and the children's eyes widened. Flat against the wall, her head in her hands, green lights go between her white feet. Believe
That was Taffeta by Hero Incredible. This podcast was brought to you by, well, Al, me. You can connect with us at adeldegan.podomatic.com. That's adeldegan.podomatic.com. There'll be notes about the show, notes about the people who have been presented on the show, and information about the podcast itself, and you can download other episodes as we record them. You should also be able to find this in iTunes if you do a search for Mountain Shadow Music. Thank you for listening. Have a great evening.